Okay, let's go into the interview that Matthew Shepherd did for BBC Radio Cornwall, myself and himself, from the International Rock and Roll Charity Concert that raised loads and loads of money down at the Godolphin Club on Wednesday, the 18th of November. We did Graham Fenton last week for you. This week, it's time to get Matthew talking to Charlie Gracie.
It's hard to believe it's a year since I last had the pleasure of talking to the one and only Mr. Charlie Gracie, and here we are more or less a year to the day back in exactly the same place here at the Godolphin Club in Helston. And Charlie, what a year it's been for you.
All I got to say is maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. How you doing, Matt? How you doing, pal?
Good to see you. Very good. Well, you know, I haven't heard that one before. That's one of your lesser known hits.
Oh, really? I like to record that before I die, though.
Well, I'm looking forward to buying it, definitely. But since we last spoke, you've had the fabulous book come out, of course. You know, your rock and roll pioneer book, which is doing great, great business.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a halfpenny yet.
I bought a copy.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it's a pleasure. It was marvellous. It was money well spent.
Thank you.
Of course, your new CD as well. I'm telling you,
I can't stand it.
It's a mixture of rock and roll. There's a bit of gospel on there as well.
Yes, I'm honored to have with me my pal Dee Dee Sharp, who had many hits in her own, Mashed Potatoes and so on and so forth. Great, and still sings great. So we did Just a Closer Walk With Thee, which is one of my favorite hymns, and along with three or four others written by Jonesy, I called him, the guy that owns the company Atlantic, and a couple of, they threw a couple of old ones on as a specials, I guess you call it, the extras, and I cut two tunes that I wanted to cut all my life, one by my old buddy Frankie Ford, whom we just lost, Sea Cruise, you know, and one called You Talk Too Much, You Worry Me To Death, recorded by Graham Fenton about 14 years ago, in a back alley in London somewhere.
Why has it taken you so long to record two of your favorite songs then?
Well, because nobody asked me. You know, I like to cut like four or five albums of my favorite songs.
Oh, well, I think that will go down very well.
I said that, and they closed the door right in my face. They said, get out of here, you.
And what about Graham Nash? He worked with you as well, and I know Graham's been a lifelong fan of the one and only Mr. Charlie Gracie.
Well, let me tell you something about Graham Nash and of course, the main Beatles, Sir Paul. Two of the nicest guys you ever want to meet in your life, and I mean that with all my heart. Very gracious. Of course, you know the little lead on the cover of my book that Paul quoted. I mean, you can't buy things like that. Mm. You know, Charlie, I came to see you when I was a kid and so on and so forth. You stimulated our career. My God, I never thought I impressed anyone. You know what I mean, Matt? Mm. And Graham Nash has been wonderful. The last two albums, he said, I'd like to do some harmony with you, Charlie. And when you cut the next one, don't forget. Send me. I said, okay, sure. How gracious can you be? Mm. You know, I toured with Van Morrison. Joe Cocker was my old buddy. I mean, I can go on and on with these guys. The Brits are great.
Now, what I want to ask you is, we've got the book of your life. Is there going to be a film? Who would play Charlie Gracie? That's the question,
well,
isn't it?
I don't think there's anybody short enough. But there is a screenplay being written by... It's funny you...
Really?
Matt, let me tell you something. I got to take this minute to say this. All the things that ever came to me in my career were never solicited by me. They just came to me, like God sent. With the book, with the recordings. I mean, you know, I was only 15 and a half years old when I made my first recording. That'll be 65 years next year I've been a recording artist. You know what I mean? I made 300 songs that played the same five over and over again.
So there you go. You've heard it here. There is a screenplay. So
Yeah. I don't know when it's coming out, if and when it's coming out, but it's in the midst of being, you know, sent to Hollywood.
That is fantastic.
Who's going to play the part? I have no idea.
Well, there you go. Watch this space, definitely. And, of course, a big radio star over in your home in Philadelphia, too.
Well, I was solicited into that. My son Charles, who does all my PR for me, is great, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, we'd like you to do a radio show. So I said, is there a few quid in it? The guy says, which quid? He says, what's a quid? I said, that means there's no money in it. Right? So we do it for fun. And I enjoyed it. So we're one a year, almost our fourth year now. Wow. It's great, yeah. And we play your little subliminal thing in every once in a while.
Yeah. Thank you, because the interview we did a year ago, you played on your show as well.
Yes,
which was
we did.
Great.
You had a whole half hour on that show. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. And your son Charlie really keeps everyone informed of what you're up to on Facebook.
He's the new Walter Winchell of the 21st century. If anybody remembers who Walter Winchell is.
I know next year is a big year for you, big birthday. Have you got anything planned to celebrate this milestone?
I don't have anything planned, but I'm sure my family does. I hate things like that, really. I'd rather be quietly in my house, have a nice Coca-Cola, you know what I mean? And a pasty. And I'm very happy.
Good man, we've got a pasty waiting for you, Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
It's great to see you again. I'm so glad everything's going so well for you.
Thank you,
man. You're sounding amazing in the sound check.
Thank you. The guys are great. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. And, well, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I don't know about the audience.
We will. Charlie Gracie, great to see you back again.
Thank you. You're a wonderful gentleman, and I love you personally, pal. God bless.
Real nice guy, Charlie Gracie. And thank you, Matthew Shepherd. You always get the best out of guys. You run along with them with everything that's going. Thank you, Matthew Shepherd. Of course, with Charlie Gracie, with that big rock and roll extravaganza, which raised loads and loads of money for the air ambulance. Thank you once again.